Sanders won a batting title.
Yeah,
whatever you think that means. He's legit. And I think the White Sox want to legitimize themselves while also endorsing a very ebullient, outgoing style of play.
I think Tim Anderson's a bigger focal point for the 2020 season than maybe we've talked about yet. And I want to get into the young shortstop. The attitude with which he plays the game is kind of infectious. And remember when that bat flip against Kansas City happened, you and I went nuts.
Yar!
For it. And we loved it. We loved that it was against that team. We loved that you knew he was going to get hit by somebody on that team anyway, and that guy just got DFA'd by the Royals as it is. So that feels, all that stuff feels good about it. But I remember, I wish I could remember the name of the caller, but it was as a Sox fan who was a little old school, liked Tim Anderson, but, you know, was still a little wary about what that whole thing was last night. And he said, well, is Tim still going to do this when he's in an 0-for-20? Is Tim Anderson, is he even a good player? Is he going to be this guy when he gets there? And Tim's talked about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even when things go badly, he holds that. He understands he is that person, can be that person, and can play the game and work the game that way. He did go through a rough stretch shortly thereafter. Then he bounced back and won a batting title, for what that's worth. He's a productive player. I think, too, and this is something Ricky Renteria talked about some yesterday. This is something Rick Hahn talked about, too, and I want to play a cut from Rick Hahn in a second. Tim Anderson's defense is going to mean a whole lot more this season for the White Sox than it has in the past.
You better believe it.
It's going to mean a
especially
lot more.
Especially with Dallas Keuchel out there.
I was looking at, you know, we're looking at outfield outs above average when those new stats came out just a little while ago. The infield outs above average had existed for a little bit now.
And he was, what, a negative one?
Tim, let me sort by.
I'm pretty sure he was negative one.
Sorted by team right now. Yeah, it's negative one, which puts him right about, you know, kind of the average of Major League shortstops, I guess. He was the 21st ranked, so not average, I apologize, the 21st ranked Major League shortstop